Welcome to the 2006 ARMA International Conference and Expo podcast. This podcast is powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage, the provider of powerful document tracking and retention software.
Value to customers becomes sort of a carrot and stick, if you will, right? The stick, you got to comply. Non-compliance is no longer an option. And the carrot, if you do it in a good way, there's real value to your organization and certainly lower costs.
Hi, Craig, and welcome to the podcast. I'm sitting here with Craig Reinhardt from FileNet, now an IBM company. Welcome.
That's right.
Welcome to the podcast, Craig.
Thanks, Brad.
Been a lot of people come through. How has it been for you?
Oh, it's been great for us. This show is an excellent barometer of what's going on in the industry.
What is your role at FileNet?
My role is Vice President of Compliance, Markets, and Products. My role is to set the strategy around what products we develop, how we bring them to market, and ultimately what value we deliver to our customers.
Okay. With compliance, it's only getting more and more interesting with all of the new laws and with all of the new things that are finally going into effect for even the smaller and mid-sized companies.
Yes.
Is that a big thing for you guys?
Well, certainly. I mean, interesting is an interesting word because not only is it complex, but it's also costly. So part of the strategy at FileNet is we're helping organizations not only achieve that compliance, but using technology as a way to stay there in compliance and do it in a cost-effective manner.
That's actually one of the things I've heard from some of the people I've talked to is a lot of their managers, a lot of the records manager folks here, their executive staff, you know, they're listening to requests for technology, requests for being in compliance. They're spending a lot of money. How's the return on investment being recognized for these people?
Well, the return on investment is really when you get to linking your business processes to, and certainly at this conference, to your records program. There's value in understanding. I mean, businesses, not only do they want to be compliant, but they want agility. They want better customer service.
Exactly.
They want lower operating costs. And the good thing about compliance is it helps organization focus on the processes that operate their business, because that's where you have to be compliant. But if there's information in those processes that can be repurposed to not only have better agility, drive down costs, et cetera, but to ensure that you stay compliant once you get there.
Any notable stories you've heard in the last 2 years of how your solutions helped a business?
No, absolutely. At the heart of, at least FileNet's products anyway, we have inextricably linked business process to content management. And if you look at the most important things that happen in a company, an insurance company, what is the most important process? Claims processing. You know, because a lot of money is, you know, tied to that process. So helping organizations route information effectively through that process, doing it in a compliant way, and then ultimately taking that information and improving the process is the ultimate win-win, because the value to customers becomes sort of a carrot and stick, if you will, right? The stick, you got to comply. Non-compliance is no longer an option. And the carrot, if you do it in a good way, there's real value to your organization and certainly lower costs.
So you also are setting direction and strategy for products. The technology is obviously only one side of it. It feels like what I've listened to people tell me here at the show is that there's a lot of the human element to this, because you're trying to get people's behaviors involved in the records collection process. What do you feel is do you feel like that's a big challenge for your customers?
Well, human involvement is not only critical, you know, you can't do it without people, right? Because first off, the people set the policies. And the people ultimately ensure that the organization behaves in a compliant way by following the policies. So you need people to do those valuable roles. The challenge becomes, I mean, just look at the numbers. Content is growing by 30% a year, which basically means it's doubling every 3 years, and records department staffing isn't. So you better figure out where and when to apply automation in a strategic way, because if you don't, the sheer volume of content is going to overwhelm you. So you need to figure out where and when to best use your people and then automate to fill in the, you know, the gaps that are going to come out of that.
One of the things I've also heard is get started now. And I think that probably goes with the comment that it's growing every year. So if you don't get started, it's probably going to be harder to catch up with all the volume that's coming.
Absolutely. Get started now is very good wisdom for you or anyone to be out there sort of propagating, because it is going to get bigger. The problem isn't getting smaller. It's getting larger. And you do have to get started now. So, and when you do, don't eat the elephant in one bite. You know, find an important project that you can get a return on investment, document that return on investment, and then turn that into other projects.
That actually probably help you win with your executive staff, who are going to actually hearing more requests for additional projects.
Well, executives want to hear how they're in compliance and they don't have to worry about that anymore. And they also want to hear about how the company is more profitable. At the end of the day, your ultimate responsibility is to your shareholders. And, you know, they're not investing in your company because they want to see how you're spending money. They want to see how you're giving it back to them.
Speaking of shareholders and management, let's talk quickly about your being acquired by IBM. How is that going to impact your customers today?
We're very happy about this. There's certainly consolidation in the market today, and the combined organization of FileNet and IBM will be and is now the largest organization focused in this area. We have the widest and deepest set of products, and we will be spending more on research and development than any other organization in this area. So the benefit to our customers is that you'll have wider selection, better interoperability, embracing technologies like services-oriented architecture and business process management to give organizations a true best-of-breed family of products over enterprise content management and records management.
Sounds like a win for your customers as well as for you.
It is a win for our customers. It's the no child left behind strategy. It's embrace and extend, and we've made commitments on all of our products for the future. So we're excited about the potential to leverage those synergies and deliver even more value to our customers.
With all the traffic that you've had through your booth and with the various sessions that you've attended here at ARMA this year, is there anything that you're hearing, things that are percolating in your brain that you want to go back to the office and talk to your staff about?
Well, I think what we're hearing is validation of what we were thinking. So certainly this continues to increase in importance. Customers are buying more of this type of software that you see at the show today. They're buying it in larger volumes. It's getting deployed faster. The knowledge of how to do this the right way and where and when to automate and tie it back to the business process is becoming more commonplace. So sort of validation of what we thought was going on is, truly going on.
So that's always good, especially if you're making a rollout plan.
It is, you're right, it is always good.
Do you see any lightening up with maybe a change of leadership in the presidency here in the United States or anything? Or do you feel like this is here to stay for some time?
Oh, it's definitely here to stay. Sarbanes-Oxley, which of course was in the wake of Enron and WorldCom, was a wake-up call. One might argue that things were too terribly uncontrolled before that, and that this was a correction move, and that it's the proper amount of oversight required. Some would say it's too much oversight. So regardless of your opinion, the fact of the matter is it isn't going away. Corporate governance is here to stay. Having controls embedded in your business process that prevents or at least alerts you to malfeasance, right? Because at the end of the day, this fellow was convicted, so if there are others out there who are stealing and doing malfeasance, then organizations can only attempt to prevent that from happening. And then if it does happen, then they can take corrective action. So technology plays a big role there.
Yesterday when I was talking with Lynn Brewer, who is the author of the Confessions of an Enron Executive, she said it's all about the records. Obviously, FileNet plays in that space. Records continue to be important, regardless of whether or not they're electronic or even paper. Do you see any change in that market with electronic or paper?
There are certainly changes. I mean, and the most obvious one is records historically has been sort of a basement level function in terms of the profile within the organization. It's not anymore. It's a boardroom function. So I think the profile of the entire industry has changed. But to that point, I'm not sure I entirely agree with the statement, though. I would actually contend that it's about the process and the records. Because if you're not managing your processes, you don't have visibility in the first place as to whether you're running a compliant business or not. So it's important that you manage the process and that you know yourself whether you are complying with your policies and procedures. Then it's the records, because the records are the proof component. You either can prove you're compliant or you can't prove you're compliant. And records is the only way. You have to have them. You have to be able to produce them in a legally authentic way, And if you can do those things, then you can prove your compliance. But you got to do the first bit first. You have to be able to manage your operations and your processes effectively.
So how does a smaller organization get involved in this? WorldCom is obviously gigantic. They must have unbelievable resources. What about the smaller organizations that you talk with?
Well, you know, good corporate governance or compliance or good records management, all of it starts at the top. It's the tone at the top. So the executives of smaller companies need to be committed to running their organizations in a compliant way and behaving properly. And that's what all that stuff was about. And if they do, there are certainly tools and technologies out there that to satisfy all levels of business, whether you're a Global 2000, which is certainly what FileNet and IBM focus on, whether you're small to medium-sized business, we have customers there as well, or whether you're the small business. There are, you know, just look around the conference here, there's tools for every size organization.
Craig, it's been great catching up with you. Thanks for spending a little time with us. I'm sure the listeners will be able to learn some good things from you.
Well, thank you, Brad. It was a privilege.
This ARM International podcast was powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage. Visit ARM on the web at www.arma.org for more information about NextPage and its desktop document retention solutions. Go to www.nextpage.com. This podcast was recorded and produced by Rocky Mountain Voices.